People in Kansas regard their state as the heartland. It's the center of the country geographically and perhaps symbolically. 2 years ago, on a day in October, 5,000 Kansans paused to contemplate their lives. They kept diaries for a statewide history project. Some described the details of their day. Others wrote about their hometowns or the September 11th terrorist attacks just a month earlier. These prairie diaries are being collected by state archives in Kansas. Morning Edition asked a few people to read their diaries. They described the changes in their lives in the last 2 years, or retraced their steps on that one day, October 11th, 2001.
My name is Ross Marshall. I live in Merriam, Kansas. My day started about 7 a.m. as usual. I began by reading the devotional message for the day from Open Windows, then spent about 20 minutes looking at my Sunday school lesson because I will be subbing next Sunday. I'm leading today a tour on the Independence Route of the Santa Fe, Oregon, California trails. And in this park, there is a long and deep swale left by the wagon trains of 150 years ago coming out of Independence after they have outfitted. We know the thoughts that were occupying the minds of those people are the same things that we are confronted with in our life. How do we make a living? How do I take care of my family? And when it's real still, and you're standing where you know thousands of people went right over the very spot you're standing, you can actually, you can hear the wagons.
My name is Florence Whitebread. I live near Junction City, Kansas. October 11th, 2001. As the radio alarm went off, I listened to the 6 a.m. newscast to hear of airstrikes on the Taliban in Afghanistan. Went out to do chores, which included getting the milk cow Dewdrop in the barn and milking her by hand. I put a large kettle on the stove with a soup bone and lots of vegetables so lunch would be ready without much extra work, as it would take us most of the day to make cider. Our cider press has been in my family since 1921 or 22, but still works very good. I'm a county commissioner, and since September 11th, 2001, it's made tremendous changes. You know, we have to have a bioterrorism committee, and we have to have all these things in place. And sometimes you think, oh, this is so ridiculous out here in the Midwest, and yet we're living right next to an Army base. They ship from here directly to Iraq right now. So we could be a target area. There's no question about it.
My name is Elton G. Lombard. I'm a black male living in the community of Lenexa, Kansas. The plant where I work makes all of the Dawn, Joy, and Ivory dishwashing liquid for all of North America. On October 11th, I was in San Francisco in a week-long training seminar. Lenexa is a small-town kind of environment, but it is majority white, and we love our neighborhood, but also recognize that it will not provide us, nor our kids, with everything. We're Catholic and actually drive to Kansas City, Missouri, to attend a church that is much more culturally diverse than the community in which we live. You know, it's okay to make those kind of decisions of where you want to live, but make sure you're exposing your kids to the types of things that make them proud of who they are.
My name is Dakota Garrett Button. I live in the country. My summer started out easy. We worked about 1,500 head of cows and calves. I dehorned, ear tagged, and pushed cows in the chute. We had a good summer. All we lost was one cow and one calf. The cow got struck by lightning and died. I roped her calf and bottle fed it.
We practice. We have a roping head out here, which is the plastic. It looks like a steer's head. It's attached to a barrel. And we'll sit out here at night and we'll rope over 100 head of them until someone misses, and then whoever ropes the most wins.
I am Aretha Rudy, and I live in Frankfort, Kansas.
October the 11th, 2001.
It has been 1 month since the terrorist attacks, and we have been told and warned that our lives will never be the same again. I am waiting for the changes, but while I wait, UP trains are still roaring through our town. People are still going downtown to drink coffee. Halloween is coming, and I now have my trick-and-treat candy ready. There will be a football game tomorrow night and a tailgate party.
Michael Bingham, he goes all the way to score touchdown.
I'm Matthew Jose Ibarra. I am known for being a smart jock. Depending on your mindset, that might be considered an oxymoron. Living in the small hick town of Altamont, Kansas, sports are really our only way of expressing ourselves.
Hi, my name is Seb the Green. I am 16 years old. I live in Wamego, Kansas, which is in Pottawatomie County. Our town is really small. It consists of one grocery store, four gas stations, four restaurants, but nothing for us teenagers to do in our spare time. Most of us play sports and have club events, but when we're not at these events, teenagers are doing drugs, drinking, or just flat out getting in trouble.
This one.
Hey. It's 2 years later, and I'm 18 years old now, and I work at McDonald's.
One only mayo, one without lettuce. That's only mayo. It's only mayo.
I got busy, and I was tired of getting in trouble and just the town talking about what we were doing. Since then, we've all grown up. Like, I'm going to school at Highland Community College. I am pregnant. My baby is due December 24th, and I live with my boyfriend. That's the father of my baby. I'm having a girl, and we're going to name it Michaela Jane. I've always liked Michaela.
At home, I sewed on three small baby quilts to be tied by Latter-day Saint women for the Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Checked the email, said my prayers, and retired. I'm happy to be living in the Midwest, where we are more conservative in our lifestyle. I have a great life full of family, church, and neighborhood, and I am a happy woman. Sincerely, Iris M. Kluber. The day of October the 11th, 2001.
Prairie Diaries can be heard every Monday throughout the fall on Morning Edition. Diary excerpts and pictures of the writers are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.